Last year, a Turkish court charged novelist Elif Shafak with denigrating Turkishness. The reason? A remark about the Armenian genocide made by one of the characters in her novel, The Bastard of Istanbul. Eventually, the charges were dropped. Now, the novel is about to come out in an English-language version written by the author herself. Here's our reviewer, Alan Chews.
The story straddles two worlds, that of modern Istanbul and contemporary America, and two families, and two visions of history and reality. In Istanbul, we meet the Kazanja clan. This family is made up almost completely of women, including a bunch of sisters, a grandmother, Asiya, the bastard of the book's title, who's the illegitimate child of one of the sisters, and an unnamed and, until almost the novel's end, unknown father. In Tucson resides the beautiful Armanush, otherwise known as Amy, and her American mother, whose current husband is a Turkish engineer who happens to be the last surviving male of the Kazanja clan. Amy's father is an Armenian man whose family escaped the Turkish genocide against the country's Armenian Christian citizens and now lives in San Francisco. It's Amy's father who, in a conversation, refers to that national violence whose mention recently got this book hauled into a Turkish court. But it's as much family history as national history that drives this vital and entertaining novel, with powerful and idiosyncratic characters and vibrant language that drives the characters. The book overflows with hilarity and anger, with anguish and redemption. Food and food and more food gets heaped up on the Kazanja table, as does love and hope and despair, and dreams and life as well. One of the sisters finds her truth in tarot cards and communicates with a couple of genies who live on her shoulders, while another runs a successful tattoo parlor. And Asiya, the bastard, finds affection amidst a group of westernized intellectuals at an Istanbul cafe called the Kundura. And for young and beautiful and questing Amy, she finds herself addicted to novels. Novels were dangerous, we hear. Before you knew it, you could be so carried away that you could lose touch with reality. That's what happened to me as soon as I began reading this deep and delightful novel. It carried me away, and reality was a little different when I returned.
The book is The Bastard of Istanbul by Elif Shafak. Our reviewer, Alan Chews, teaches writing at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.